In this bulletin, bodies found during the search for two men missing in floodwaters in North Queensland. The opposition demands the government declare more sitting days for Parliament to address banking reforms. And the NRL boss warns players that poor decisions could put an end to their careers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Two bodies have reportedly been found in the search for two men missing near floodwaters in North Queensland. Townsville police had been appealing for public assistance to help locate the two men, who'd last been seen on Monday on Ross River Road at Atkinvale. The Townsville Bulletin is reporting that two bodies, believed to be the missing men, have been found in a Townsville drain. Food and other supplies are on their way to Townsville as victims contemplate what they've lost and the long clean-up ahead. The Bruce Highway has reopened, allowing a line of trucks to head for the city, carrying much-needed supplies of fruit, vegetables and other necessities. Residents have been told not to try to return to their sodden homes until authorities tell them it's safe to do so. The Bureau of Meteorology's Acting Manager for Queensland, Richard Wardell, says the weather in North Queensland will soon improve, but the flooding threat will remain for some days yet.
There is an end in sight, but we're expecting further periods of heavy rainfall, some of it very heavy, about the northeast tropics for the next few days, between about Cardwell and Mackay. And with that, there's the real elevated risk of flash flooding.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says senior bank executives should consider quitting and Parliament should spend two extra weeks making changes to banking laws. The Labor leader says Australia's banks should be ashamed of the way they treated customers after the Banking Royal Commission found shocking evidence of greed and misconduct at customers' expense. Mr. Shorten wants the Coalition to recall Parliament for an extra 2 weeks in March to push through new laws in response to the Royal Commission's recommendations. He says Prime Minister Scott Morrison's opposition to a Royal Commission delayed Australians hearing the truth about the bank's behaviour, and he shouldn't delay a response to the report by limiting Parliament's time to deal with it.
If this government can't reconvene Parliament for March, if they can't say sorry, if they can't start calling for senior directors to consider their position, they haven't learned a lesson, and I asked the Australian people at the election, who do you trust to keep the banks honest? The Liberals who wanted to cover it up, or Labor who wanted to see the truth?
Parliament is scheduled to sit for only 10 days in the first 8 months of the year. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison has ignored Mr. Shorten's call for more sitting days.
We're taking action on all 76. And the Labor Party might want to engage in all sort of politics on this. We're just getting on with it because we've been getting on with it for years now. In fact, our actions have already gone beyond what the Royal Commission has actually recommended because we've been taking action on this issue for years.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale says the government's proposal to change how asylum seeker medical transfers are reviewed prioritises politics over medical need. The Coalition risks being the first federal government in 90 years to lose a major vote in Parliament if it can't win the support for its legislation rather than an alternative bill proposed by independent Karen Phelps. Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants an independent panel to consider medical transfers of asylum seekers from offshore detention centres, but Senator Di Natale has told Sky News Mr. Morrison's plan shows more concern for the government's health than the well-being of asylum seekers.
The legislation that the government's proposing still gives power to bureaucrats rather than doctors. It's doctors who should be making this assessment, not politicians. And we know that the government's fought these transfers every step of the way. Many of these cases have been argued through the courts. We need a system where doctors can simply make a decision based on medical need, not based on the political needs of the government of the day.
In rugby league, NRL chief Todd Greenberg has warned players that poor decisions could see them kicked out of the sport. The league has officially deregistered Ben Barber after an investigation found he'd been involved in a physical altercation with his partner at a Townsville casino over the Australia Day long weekend. The incident resulted in Barber being sacked by the North Queensland Cowboys before even playing a game for them. Mr. Greenberg says he can't imagine Barber being allowed to play top-level rugby league ever again.
People's livelihoods are at risk here, and I can't give a deeper warning to our players that think carefully before you make a poor decision. Make good choices is my primary message to the players.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. Adelaide, humid with a shower or two and 32. Melbourne, humid with showers and a possible storm, 30. Hobart, a possible late shower and 24. Canberra, a shower or two developing and 29. Wollongong, a shower or two and 24. Sydney, also a shower or two, 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 27 degrees. Brisbane, showers easing and 31. Cairns, showers with a possible storm and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.